I had a studio at Southern Cross Broadcasting, and I was working half a day a week as the studio manager and cameraman for Southern Cross Broadcasting Australia. And then when someone in rural Queensland says, we go now to our Melbourne studio where we're talking to Mick Gatto, or we're talking to the Minister for Farms and Agriculture. So on a Monday afternoon from 12 until 5 o'clock, I had a studio at Southern Cross. It was just a little room with green screen, lights, a big, big camera, and a fibre optic feed to Canberra, to the studio where the interviewers were. So I was providing Melbourne feed for the show State Focus, which was a lighthearted Saturday morning current affairs show. So we'd tape it on the Monday, and it'd air on the next Saturday or, you know, whenever. And so I also installed my photographic lamp and backdrops, which I could roll up and you know, hide away. And so whenever we had celebrity guests come in, for example, Ross Wilson of Daddy Cool, Russell Morris, Mark Seymour of Hunters and Collectors, who else? Oh, you know, Missy Higgins, Vanessa Amorosi, all good mates. And they'd come in for a half an hour block, during which we'd have 7 minutes of interview time with the talent in Canberra, and the rest of the time was mine. So, yeah, when I got interesting people, I'd say, look, we've got an in-house magazine that we publish just for Southern Cross. Can I just take a nice photograph, a headshot, portrait, however you'd like it? You know, I had the late Bill Hunter, the great actor, in studios, and he was a bit grumpy old bugger, and he said, oh, yeah, I suppose so. And I was just setting up my lights, and I had a hand lamp, and I said to Bill's, gopher, you know, assistant to Mr. Hunter. And I said, I'll just point that at Bill's big old head, will you? And Bill looked at the light, and I shot a 3/4 profile of Bill Hunter. And he said, oh, is that it? I said, that's all I need. And I showed him the photo, and he says, oh, can I get a copy of that? That's beautiful. And I've still got that photo of him today. And, you know, some people did want a photograph. And Mark Seymour was very encouraging and obliging. And he said, oh, look, we're playing at the Corner Hotel. If you want to come down, take some shots of the band, I'll put your name on the door. And that's how Mark Seymour and I became friends.
And you did a tour with him, didn't you?
Yeah, I toured with Hunters and Collectors in Victoria during 2014 at the Day on the Green. So I did nine concerts with the band, you know, sitting in the green room drinking their Sambuca and playing cards with the drummer, and, you know, it's all good fun.
But any groupies?
No, all got wives. No groupies, no cocaine.
Okay. Just need a bit of a story there, a breaking story.
They were more into ibuprofen and Voltaren rather than heroin and cocaine. They're all old guys now, you know.